Blog Talk Radio.
First of all, I want to say peace, shalom, and assalamu alaikum. I want to give a big shout out to all those that was before me, those who gave an ear to the truth and it did as much as they can. And now the real answers, no more lies, no more hiding lies, no more fake women. It's time to build. When they talk about build a nation, that was for a group of people. Now we're talking about the reset. They already reset the globe. It was a global reset. And basically, if you don't know now, you know. But we want to talk about the women, tribal leaders, and we want to see how when they first got the news of them being tribal leaders and what did they do with that responsibility? I mean, who did they learn from? Where did they go? What did they do? What did they establish? Okay, depends. We're in America. We know that every location has a different type of living. So this is considered to be a capitalistic lifestyle. You got capitalistic, you got communism, you got Marxism, imperialism, tribalism. You have different things around the globe, but this basically it is a, as they would say, a Christian, and it deals with capitalism. It deals with a monetary banking world system. It deals with what they call democracy as far as voting and things of that nature. It doesn't really emphasize on unity, tribal unity, and putting women in their proper place. So I'm going to read a couple of things to you, then we're going to go from there. Okay, first I want to ask you a question before I even read something. Women are different than men. Women create men in their womb. True or false? You be the judge for that. Do women create in their womb? Do they create woman, which is the self? Do they create man, which is scientifically a what we call mutation, something different? You have to answer that question. I cannot answer the question before I can give you the answer. I'm going to read you something about certain things, and then we'll go from there. It says, the greatness of the original black man will be used, for it is the power of the Most High. There's no other power that is greater than the power that you brothers are. You brothers must stand united, unified with one goal, in a way that your minds must be in tune with each other. So now we're talking about not the physical. We're not talking about the monetary. We're talking about the mental. And we're talking about how to use what we call the brain to connect with the mind. We're now teaching that the mind is not in the body, but is what is called a mental plane. It's something that your brain has to be set, what they call oscillating waves. Oscillating wave is shot to what we call the mental plane. It says, never forget to exercise your body and your brain. Use discipline to win over those who wish to take your place. Then it says that the men is the mutation. Man is the protector of the woman. Is that true or is that false? And why is that? Why is man given the responsibility to protect the woman? You be the judge of that. Well, first of all, I'm going to give you my answer. And then you give me yours. It's called appreciation for the woman aiding man in her womb, he has an obligation to teach others of her greatness. It's called praise. He's given her the praise. So what happened was they taught you programming center. The programming center is the proper word for the educational system, the location which they call a school. It is a programming center that programs men and women to deal with this capitalistic system, to be involved in being a servant for those who created the system. That's the difference between culture and not having culture. So you may say, well, what is culture? Culture is the ingredients, the lifestyle for your continuation. Your continuation is called heritage. Now, if you look at that word heritage, you will see H-E-R, which is her. If you look at that word she, S-H-E, you will see H-E-S, he's. He's came from she. She is another word for C-H-I, which is she, which is energy. You got another energy that's called Nas, N-A-F. You got prana, but the internal energy of she, C-H-I, called soul power. But the word soul is not the word. The word soul, S-O-U-L, is L-U-O-S, which is lose. L-O-U-S, which is lose. The word sal, like in solar, you see now the phone and you press the finger and you can navigate with your finger. That's the energy inside you. Sal, S-A-L, is L-A-S, which is last or lasting. The soul that they tell you, oh, you got a soul, you got a soul. All they is saying in your brain is you lost. You lose. And you will not last. Now, getting back to the women, I just want to know the difference between you and man. Okay, you can procreate, create in your womb. So you have a different working system. So now, you have a set of breasts, and you don't use it properly because you was not taught. You were taught to hide them. You were taught to be self-flesh. And you say, well, what are you saying? They're mine. The mind is not even in your body. You don't even own yourself. How could you think something is yours? It's there to be utilized. It's there, and we give it to culture. It's there for us to live for, by, and with each other. So the programming that you have is not right. So you want to say, I'm crazy. Now, I want to get to those who say that they are studying Egypt. Egyptology, Egyptology, ology is the study of, and they talk about Egypt. Well, what is Egypt? What's the difference between Egypt and their customs and Kemet and their customs? Did you know, honestly, that there was a difference? When you say Egypt, did you know that? Honestly. Okay, we're going to skip. We're going to go down and skip. The woman, let's go one more up, hold on. I said one more, but you know sometimes you go up two. Something really nice, and we'll explain this. Many of you who are conscious and take pride to have that title, did you know that subconscious is more powerful than conscious? Did you know, yes or no, tell the truth, did you know community is being run by the subconscious of others? Do you know what mental telepathy is? Mental telepathy. Yay or nay, yes or no. Well, mental telepathy is when you share your thoughts. Right now we have a mental telepathy, and audible, you can hear me, but the force of the wave, well, it's unstoppable. You don't have to hear me because it's going to bounce you in your head anyway. You don't need to be around me. You could be in Hong Kong, Japan, Nigeria, and something going to slap you in the back of your head, and you're going to be like, damn. Guess what? Transferring of thoughts. What they call spiritual. Now, let's get with the spiritual thing real quick for all these people that say, oh, yeah, I'm spiritual. What is spiritual? What is the definition of spiritual? You know, but you don't. You know, I changed my name today. Retrospective Gone On. How about that? And we'll go through the meaning this time. So call me Gone On. Talking about the mental, transferring of thoughts, activating what you call spiritual. And what is spiritual? You don't know. I'm going to tell you. So go get a pen and paper, write it down. S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L. We're going to do the 1-2 on this one. S-P-I is five. When you spy on something, you're trying to figure it out. Let me spy on this guy, see what he's doing. Let me spy on this guy, see what he's working with. Let me spy on this woman to see who she's talking to. If she's cheating, let's spy. And spiritual. And the rest, ritual, R-I-T-U-A-L, spy on the ritual. Spy on the ritual is spiritual. But those have what you got. So they say, let me spy on the rituals. So they spy on the rituals and say, this is spiritual. Well, spiritual. So they tell you, are you spiritual? Because they spying on your ritual. So you say, yeah, I'm spiritual. But you don't know. Because of that programming sensor, You've been programmed to destroy yourself and everybody else around you. That's right. So let's go on another note, then I'm going to break that down for you too. It says, you, my brothers and sisters, are God's chosen people. You are not like the Roman political fool who fool you into their plans of or genocide. Okay, so he said, brothers and sisters. If I say, yo, brother, you be like, yeah, what up?
Oh, what up? Oh,
put some bass in your voice.
What up?
The word brother is the word brothel. The word brothel, I'm going to Google it for you because you like that Google. He's a Google fool. Are a Google fool. Yes, you are. Let's say brothel. Brothel. Definition. The word brothel, when you say brother, is a house where men can visit prostitutes. Brothel. Yo, brother. It says the brothel, bordello, is a whorehouse. It's a place where people engage in sexual activity with prostitutes. Well, technically, any premise where prostitution is. Brothel meaning a place where men go and pay. So when you say brother, let's see, brother.
Brothel.
Brother.
Brothel.
Brother.
Brothel.
Brothel. Okay. Brother. Yo, brother. Yo, brothel. Same thing. So when you say brother, that is not the good thing. Another trick, what they did, when they said sister, as far as the Roman Catholics, they got their sisters, and then they call them nuns. You ain't getting none. So they say, your sister, you ain't getting none. But if you study what they call Egypt, family didn't have sex outside the family. They call it the royal family. Did you know that Abraham and Sarah, his wife, were brothers and sisters? You say you love Abraham. Sarah and Abraham had the same father. So those of you who are talking about you study in Egypt. Are you really studying Egypt? Those who say they study Kemet. Are you really studying Kemet? What's the difference between Kemet and Egypt? You don't know. Somebody taught you. Someone came over here and said, well, you know, salam alaikum. I like that. Ooh, something different. Better than going to church. Better than going to church. Somebody said, shalom, shalom. Oh, I'll take that too. Say, well, if you do this, you got to do that, and you got to do this, and this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Say, oh, yeah. Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I want to be like that, man. I want to be Muslim. Ha! I want to be Muslim. said, he said, yo, well, I got to get me a job. I got to work for somebody else. I think that Muslim is to work for by with each other. I think Muslim, when they call the Athan, what is the Athan in Muslim? Do you know, yay or nay? It's the prayer, okay? When you call the Athan, or you cross town, or you right there here, or you living four or five with each other in a umat, a community. Do you own that property? Do you live four or five with each other? So how you say you Muslim, and you working for Marriott? You working for the gas company? You working for this, this, and that? What have you established in America? Your wife, she Catholic? Then you Muslim? Oh, yeah, we're going to have that. I mean, what are you doing? Go to Saudi Arabia and see. Go to Qatar and see. It's a difference. You so you say shalom, shalom. Do you do the Sabbath? There's a lot of things going on. People are getting tricked and fooled. 2021, so now you got children looking like you. Looking a little bit better, a little brighter, more cleaner mentally, but they're clueless. Ask them what the wudu, what the ghusl. Ask them if they're on their cycle, do they refrain for 7 days? Purification. Before they go into the mosque and pray, do they make wudu and ghusl? Regeneration has to be taught. So those of you who had it, did the best you can with it. It's a beautiful thing. But you still get your ass at the end of the line and learn. Because we got the whole, the boom, shook, fine wine coming now, the real deal. So you got breast. You use it when you have a child. But that's not what it's for. So you're wrong for that. You take your money, you spend it, and now you're engaging with the enemy. Enemy is eat, not me. They're not like you. What do you want, enemy? They got to come with a gun? They come in with subliminal seduction. They seduced you. They taught you wrong in the programming center, what you call school, education. So what is education? Tell me what education is. Yay or nay? You don't know. You know what they told you. Education is any conversation where they say something, write it down, become the writer, the author of what is being said. No one disputes it. They become the authority. And then they start to make laws. And then they start to make ordinances. Then they start to put it in a building, put a sign on the building, which they call entrance, they tell you, but the word is entrance. And then they program you in that location. And why the building? That's another story. Briefly, so you could be programmed. So today we're talking about USA Live to you every day. The book is out. And guess what? You ain't got to read the book because I know it's sad. You didn't trust English and you can't read. It's okay because I read it for you. I wrote it for you. I'm the authority of what is written. The book is out. Hit me up. You can get it. And this is how we do it. So recap. So you a woman. What makes you different than that which you create? Why have you not taken your rightful place? Do you know your rightful place? Why, if you can create a human being, why you cannot create a whole nother system for that human being. It's in your DNA because you're programmed to destroy yourself by those you're in captivity. The word capitalistic and captivity is kind of close, right? It's the same hitch. Baseball cap, captivity, capitalistic, capital words, capital letters, lowercase letters. So, yeah, now you got your first. USA lied to you every day. Who am I? Call me Don R. You see what it say? But those who listen, they going to say Don R. Same one that went to West Virginia. Yeah, for sure. Big shout out to everybody that's real. And there's only a couple of you. Everybody else, y'all didn't think I was coming back. I made it back. Peace.